When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So sports director Tom Ackerman agreed to stay after school a little bit today and hang out with the DGS. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. How are you?
So, big announcement. The St. Louis Cardinals and our company have reached a multi-year deal to keep the Cardinals right where they should be.
It has happened, and we will be the home of the Cardinals for the foreseeable future. It is a multi-year extension, and you know, while it sounds natural that the Cardinals and KMOX should always be together, it takes work. It takes work on both sides to make it work, to come up with a marketing plan, to look into the future of radio and of media and of the partnership and decide what's best for all parties. And obviously, one of the big moves we've made recently is going to FM. And yes, that does play a factor. 104.1 FM has a bigger reach in the market. But I think overall, that is a branding, you know, partnership that is hard to pull apart. I mean, the Cardinals and KMOX have been together for most of this last century. There have been some periods of time where they have gone apart and then they've always come back. And I would say it's as strong as ever. I mean, we just have a great partnership from a business standpoint, but also a lot of friends, a lot of people know each other well, and we work well together. And there's a comfort level there between the two parties. The Cardinals, from the very top all the way through their staff, I mean, there are just so many people that work for that organization that we do business with, and we appreciate them very much. And then there's, of course, the biggest factor of all is the fan base. The fan base has made this happen. I mean, it is our listenership, the passion for the team, the fact that they listen to us and follow the team, even in rough times. I mean, I know that we've seen the empty seats, but Kevin can vouch for this. The passion is real. I mean, it's as interactive. Maybe social media has fueled this, but I don't ever remember it being this ferocious when it comes to, you know, they don't do something well, the fans are all over it and they can't get enough information. And so for us to be that information source for them and to give them access to the manager and the president of baseball operations and everybody else is very meaningful. And we love being that vehicle. So it's the play-by-play, which is outstanding from John and Ricky and Klaibs and Jim Jackson and Ryan Schulte and all the things they do in the booth. But it is everything about the two organizations that I think just work well together.
You know, you mentioned 104.1, and there's no doubt that 104.1 FM is a superior sounding signal in town, but people have accused us of burying the AM, which is just not true. It's like our boss Steve Moore said the other day, well, the AM had a 100-year start on us.
Yeah, you know it's there.
But it's never more important than with Cardinal Baseball, because KMOX made Cardinal Baseball, Cardinal Baseball made KMOX in the multi-state region that it serves.
The Cardinals have always been great to us in that they tell that story all the time, and they give us credit for growing the fan base west and south and in all parts of the United States because of our big booming signal. And that is 1120. And you have to continue to pay tribute to that. I have some buddies who still listen to us on 1120. They can't get off of it. They like the classic sound of AM. Nice. That's totally fine. But you know what? If you ask them and I say, you don't listen to us on AM exclusively, they're like, no, I listen on my, you know, Alexa or my Google or on this device, that device. And yeah, I have listened on FM. And then they start realizing they like that option. They like the fact that we're on the FM dial too. So it's really helped us. I think it's introduced the Cardinals to a new group of fans that might not have otherwise discovered them. And I know that sounds silly, but it's the St. Louis Cardinals. Like, everybody knows who the Cardinals are. Not everybody listens to an entire game or an entire show or even an inning. Whereas now with FM, we have given them that option on the FM dial in clarity, indoors, wherever they may be. You don't drive under a bridge now and the signal goes out. I mean, it's the real deal.
So we now have two shows dedicated to the Cardinals, daytime shows with Gas House and Rush Hour. And you guys just had a barn burner of a segment with Ollie. Kev, you want to jump in on that?
Well, it was, first of all, Ollie's great every week. I mean, whether you agree with like a strategy move or a lineup decision or anything, his explanations are great. He loves doing it. I love how he interacts with the people throwing in the comments on the stream. I think it's just awesome. But obviously today was, I thought was really good. It may be even more good because it's juicier stuff, not because of, you know, any decisions, just because of baseball circumstance, right? And I thought it was really interesting today that, and we'll do this. We do this every Tuesday on Rush Hour. Matt Pauly and I pick out two or three of kind of the key comments from Ollie, and we'll play them, discuss them, take questions and comments on them and all that. And it's really a lot today because the hot button issues are the lineup, which isn't, there's not much you can do when a lot of people aren't hitting. There's no bench that you're like, just throw these new guys in there. It's not like it was earlier in the year where you had two or three guys on the bench where you're like, hey, we'd like to see more Nolan Gorman or whatever. It's not like that now with injuries and things like that. But the big hot button things are the pitching things. And I thought we got great answers. I don't know that they're going to satisfy anybody, but that's not going. I mean, that's sports. You know, I don't understand, just personally, I don't understand the hesitation on keeping Fetty and Michaelis in the rotation. I don't understand what can get worse if you do something different. And you guys did a great job of presenting it. Ollie, I think, answered it all. And maybe not in a way where you're like, OK, that's the right way to handle it, but also understanding it better. Like, it's clear, this is not all a manager's decision.
You know what's
right?
great
this
about it?
This is a front
it?
Office and a manager having to figure this stuff out.
I disagreed with Ollie about Sonny Gray. You know, when he said he wanted to keep him on schedule, that's really important. And I'm of the mind, it's not as important as beating the Cubs. But I'm the afternoon guy for KMOX, and he's the manager of the Cardinals.
Right.
So I will defer to him, but I can't say how much I appreciate it enough that he gives you a straight answer.
Yeah, and Bernie and Matt and I talked about this last night, and then Bernie brought it up again today too, Tom, that it's very clear that if doing that wasn't, at least in my reading, this is my reading of this, that if that was something that he could have done, I think the manager would have done it. I think they're really being careful with Sonny because they have some things that they want to make sure don't break down. You could see he had the late start to the spring. Because they, you know, some wear and tear type stuff. His velo was down in the spring. He wasn't very good. In April, the velo was down and it wasn't good. But it's gotten back to normal. But they're very clearly trying to give him extra at all times to try to keep him healthy. So while I understand and actually had the same question on our text group, Matt and Pauly and our boss, Steve Moore, were on like a little Cardinals text string together. And I even asked that. I'm like, wow. So Sonny can pitch twice in the final week, but you can't line him up to face the Cubs in either of those series. And I get it because you're coming up on the All-Star break, but that in and of itself is almost a concern that you're worried enough about managing him physically, nothing else, just physically, that you wouldn't make sure that he faces the Cubs at least once. I think that's an interesting conversation because I think in my reading of Ollie's answers, if he thought it was good for Sonny, that's what they would have done. But as he pointed out, and I think that's another interesting thing, as Ollie pointed out today, there are a lot of voices involved in these decisions. The player has a voice, like how does he feel? And if a player is telling me I'm not right or I need a day or I'm, I, you know, whatever, I got to listen to that. because he's not going to be right if I push it.
Can I ask a question to both of you?
Yeah.
Apropos of that, because I don't know the answer to it, and you guys do. When Ali alludes to, I'm not the only decision maker here, the front office has a say-so as well, is that letting something out of the bag,
no,
or is that every organization in the MLB?
It's every organization. The president of baseball operations, the general manager, sets the roster, and the manager manages the roster that he's given.
Right.
The John Mozeliak is not telling Ali Marmol who to play and when, but he is giving him, he is in charge.
Here's your 26.
This is the group. This is what I'm giving you.
Yeah.
I want that guy. Nope. This is your group right here.
Yeah.
And that's his. Now, Ali can have input. But the decision maker there is John Mozeliak. I really like Ollie's honesty as well. Remember, and I've said this for years, we just don't know everything that's going on in that clubhouse. Even if even the people closest to the team don't know really what's going on. So when he talks about Sonny Gray like that, I start to think, I worry about the whole rotation because Liberatore hasn't pitched a full load like this.
It's going to be interesting.
Polante hasn't. Gray, as you mentioned, got off to that slow start or that late start. And, of course, we're all concerned about Fetty and Michaelis. If the rotation goes down, the whole ship goes down. It has to be healthy. It has
well,
to be.
And I'll make one counter argument. It doesn't matter if you're healthy if you stink.
I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that. McGreevy is the only answer here. McGreevy has to replace Fetty. Okay, I'll just skip right to it. And if it were me, I'd replace Michaelis also. I'd have Mats either opening or start to stretch him out to be a star.
Sure.
There are no other options.
Right.
Those are the two guys. So I would give Fetty and Michaelis a rest and let them figure it out. And what that looks like, I don't know if you're DFAing somebody or if you're just sitting them or getting them out of there. But if you want to win games, I think you got to have McGreevy and Matt starting the games and not Fetty and Michaelis. But it is what it is. They're going to start Michaelis on Thursday and try to see if he can get back to, because he was fixable there for a little while and now it's gone off the rails. Fetty, to me, does not look right at all. I don't like the body language. He got yanked in the second inning.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for Miles Michaelis. Actually, the only good thing he did on Friday was go six innings so that you could have a bullpen available. As it turns out, the Cardinals got blown up anyway and had no offense. The Cardinals' rotation has to perform or it's over.
Yep.
And we just saw a glimpse of that over the weekend.
Yep.
What does it mean? Ali talked about, and you guys were just talking about before we went on air, about having an opener. What does that mean?
So it's a simple, it's a strategy. So you'll use a relief pitcher first to start the game, and then your quote unquote bulk innings guy, which is typically just a starter. But what teams do, so Detroit does this a lot, LA, the Dodgers do this a lot, Tampa Bay does this a lot, and they don't do it because they want to. They do it because they're concerned about a rotation spot. Either it's a pitcher that's not performing well, or it's a young guy they don't think is really ready to be a full-time starter, but they need the innings. So you'll take a reliever, and he'll pitch. He'll get the first 3 to 5 outs, 3 to 6 outs, because that guy, let's say it's Steven Matz, which, by the way, in the show today, Ali acknowledged that the plan for Sunday before Polante was going to be Matz as an opener until they needed him to win Saturday. So again, perfectly, that's a great explanation, makes total sense, and I'm happy to see that they were thinking about that. Because what you took there, just using the Cubs game as an example, three of their first four hitters are left-handed. Steven Matz is left-handed. That puts those three guys that we're talking about at a disadvantage the first time through the order, and then when Polante, or in this case, Fetty, would have come in, he would have come in after their most dangerous guys have already hit, face the bottom of the order, and then ideally you only have to get him through the order twice to get to the sixth inning, and you would ideally not get off to the big slow start. Now, it doesn't always work, but it's a way of avoiding the best hitters on the other team for a starter that's been shaky. And because the thing you want out of a starter is at least five, but ideally six innings. To do that, you have to face the top of the order three times. And both Fetty and Michaelis, third time through the order, have gotten destroyed. So I think Michaelis is a 9 ERA third time through the order, and Fetty's a 6.
Oof.
So again, the idea here is you don't face the best guys on the other team as often. And somebody who's like a Swanson who's throwing 97 or a Matz against left-handers comes in and you get off to the cleaner start, and then the starter essentially starts the race with a head start against the bottom part of the order instead of facing the best guys first time up. And it doesn't always work, but a lot of good, smart, creative teams do it all the time when they have rotation spots that are a question mark.
I had the listener, I can't remember where I saw this, mention, why don't you have Fetty open for Michaelis or Michaelis open for Fetty? And then, so you're not killing yourself in two games, it's just one game, God. And then one guy's better than the other. Kind of funny. They're not going to do that.
In a perfect world, you do it with differing styles, right?
Uh-huh.
Like lefty to righty, or like velo like Swanson into a guy that doesn't throw as hard. And maybe that's how you stretch out Matt's. Matt's opens for Fetty. He goes as far as he can, and then Fetty fills in. I mean, there's some ways to do that.
There are ways, but yeah, they've got to get it going here quickly. Hopefully it starts tonight, and it's Sonny Gray. Why wouldn't it? I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thanks, buddy.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, guys, TGS on Cable X, 124. Congratulations to my very good friend Mike Bush over at KSDK. Today is his 40th anniversary on KSDK.
Wow. So cool. What a great guy.
He is the best. Just an awesome guy.
And such a pro. Yes. I mean, I watch the 5 o'clock news, or 6 o'clock news, like pretty much every night.
Yeah.
Just always on it.
Flawless.
I got to interview him for my show. I know you've interviewed him many times. This is someone who puts his heart and soul into what he does.
When Mike interviewed me about No One Dies Alone, and he didn't realize that my mom had had used No One Dies Alone.
Yeah.
He didn't know that connection. He thought that I was just like, oh, you're a radio show host and you're giving some publicity to a worthy cause. He was crying in the interview. So he's not only a great professional, he's just a soft-hearted dude.
Yeah.
Good man. Ortman Woodcraft, what's up, DGS from Patton, Missouri? What's up, Patton?
What's up?
Dana McHugh says, love your show and all your peeps. It's my daily laugh therapy. Thank you, Dana.
That's nice, Dana. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Can we like co-op that in big business cards? We are laugh therapists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
And then what would the postscript on that be?
Ortman Woodcraft.
Like it wouldn't be like
just that name.
You know, maybe Esquire? No, that doesn't work. Oh,
I didn't know what you're going for there.
No, like, you know, I mean, Dr. PhD. Like, yes. It's not that, but it should be something.
LT.
There you go.
BS.
DGS. DGS. Laugh therapist DGS.
Did you start to say something?
I was just going to say hi, Jake, because he starts off the stream every day.
Jake's
hi.
The first every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Jake?
Yep.
Bet he gets all the concert tickets and stuff first, too. He's first ready in line.
Somebody beat him to it one time, and he seemed a little upset.
I don't blame him. He had a streak going. Got to protect the streak, man.
What are we going on today? We're going to have a lot of Cardinals for you, to be quite honest. We have Bernie making an appearance at 2 p.m., which he doesn't have to do. And when I say doesn't have to, he's not an indentured servant. But his hit with us Mondays and Fridays is sponsored. And so it's not incumbent upon him to be on any other time. But I thought that the Gas House Gang was so good and so revelatory that we reached out to him. And being Bernie, he said, of course, he will be on. Ricky Horton's going to be on at 2:30. We have the Think Tank coming up later at 4 p.m. with Jeff Rainford and Kurt Barr. So really big, really full show. And we have some weather moving in later this afternoon, so we'll be keeping our eye on that.
So we're blowing out everything else and doing storm mode.
All that stuff you just heard.
But Dave Murray's not with us today.
Oh, no.
I know. So now we have to do it ourselves.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm a weather spotter, so.
Imagine that.
That's right.
Should
I do it?
It's
very important to me because my very first old man baseball game is tonight.
Oh.
Yes.
That's exciting stuff.
You're going to have fun.
I only know this. I only predict one thing. I'm going to look good.
Yeah.
I'm going to look good.
What time do you say that game starts?
7:15.
Well.
Yeah.
I see little lightning bolts.
I look good and wet.
At well, 7 and 8.
I would ask if there's a chance it's inside, but Kevin would yell at me again.
Yes. I wouldn't yell. I would laugh.
That's so much better.
Yeah, I know. So much nicer to
to laugh right in your face. Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Dave and Rach and Kevin and Andrew here with you as we are every day from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Saw something today that was very sad and very jarring. So, and it really affected me. I know I probably seem like I have the world by the tail, but I don't. I have problems. I have issues, 99% of them caused by me. I have lots of anxiety, and I'm always stressing about something. And I was driving to work today, and I witnessed something I don't think I've ever seen before. Clearly, a family was being put out of their house.
Mm.
And the sheriff was there, and the police were there, and there were people there that looked to be changing locks. And the gentleman who lived there, I'm assuming, was just sitting out in his front yard surrounded by his stuff.
Mm.
And I was just like, you wuss. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's what a problem looks like. And I know we all got our own, and they all seem big, but that's a real problem. Just really got me.
Yeah.
Hurt my heart.
I get what you mean about that. I mean, because just state of us being what we are, you don't experience other people's experience.
No.
You haven't been in that seat. That's not your feeling. You're going to be impacted by what's happening to you. Then you see something. Somebody gets really sick. Somebody passes away tragically. Like just today, I think I saw a picture of the family of the two women that were killed after the Drake concert because the person driving was convicted today, or I guess pled guilty. It wrapped up today. The trial wrapped up today. And then you see that, and you're like, yeah, well, my thing's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Totally. I think we all, I don't know how often that happens, but it's almost often enough, you know, like every few weeks, every month or two, you get a little reminder. It ain't that bad.
Yeah, for sure. So Andrew and Rage, you guys want to go off on Prime Day? I made a purchase for my first time ever.
I'm about to.
I wear this cover up. It's sunscreen. It really is. It's called Color Science. I've referred it to you guys before. And it has different shades. And I made a mistake and bought the darkest shade. So I'm going to have to deal with that.
All right.
So and I will deal with it. I'm not going to get into cultural appropriation or anything. But it's pretty dark. But I made a Prime purchase.
Nice.
I mean, that's fine. I'm happy for everybody getting what they want out of Amazon Prime Day. I just personally find it to be a huge joke because it's like all the news outlets are like, Prime Day's coming up.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for Prime Day? And I'm like, it's confusing that you're advertising this sale for Amazon, but okay. And then this morning I'm like, all right, I'll take a look. I'll see what's on sale. Everything's like maybe 13% off, which is fine, but it's sold to you as like unbelievable savings. This will blow your mind. Not really, and I don't need anything, and what I'm not going to do is buy something just because it's Prime Day, but that's kind of the way they have it set up, like, you are missing out if you're not taking advantage of these incredible sales. Like, I'm actually good. I'm going to chill over
here. Why are you talking like me?
Because you're on Amazon right now shopping Prime Day sales.
We almost had to have an intervention with Kev because he is shopping for more workout supplies.
Yeah. Yes, I need a new gym.
And you need an intervention. You need less workout.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's not happening.
You're not going to fit in the room, dude.
I don't care.
You don't need a new gym. You need some like downers and a big fluffy pillow.
Downers.
And you just need Quaaludes. To crash for a few days.
See the kind of price I got on Quaaludes.
Yeah, 45% off for
you
Prime Day.
You know those pills you give your dog when you're going to travel?
Uh-huh.
Let's just start slipping that in his protein.
You need gabapentin.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. You need downers.
You need the stuff they give dogs so that the fireworks don't freak them out.
Maybe I need a, what do you call them? One of those thunder jacket.
Yeah.
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 Would it fit?
Scared during the storms.
Yeah, they don't make one big enough. It'd weigh 4,900 pounds. Yeah, I remember back when I was using my thunder blankets. And then I developed claustrophobia. I went from high anxiety to claustrophobia. I'm like, I can't get out from under this
you
thing.
You were trapped under a heavy heat at all times.
It was like the answer to my prayers. I had a 18-pounder, something like that. No bragging. And and then one night I'm like, I can't move real easily.
Like, I feel like I'm in hell.
So you're Amazon as well?
Yeah. So my biggest problem with it is that it's mostly... It mostly just doesn't exist. Now, other retailers do this as well. I know Target's gotten caught doing it, but Amazon was kind of the first to revolutionize the concept, which is having their normal price be like, this is a $40 item and it's 15% off, and then going like, hey, Prime Day deal, it's 15% off, and it's like, you have this 15% off at all times.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about this. You're just trying to essentially impulse force me to... trick, I should say. Then it was force.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
but
force
impulse
much.
Trick me into buying this right now today, because you're implying that this is a special today only price. Where if I come here next week and look at it, not on quote unquote Prime Day sale, it's gonna be the exact same price.
Okay,
that's not to say there aren't any deals. There are deals, but then they also just slap that kind of label on things that are not really any kind of significant price decrease for what they would normally sell it for.
Okay, fair enough. Kev, you know how you told us about the story where the orcas were putting salmon on their heads?
Yes, and then they were attacking boats, and then they found, what was the other thing they were doing? Oh, they were cleaning each other.
Yes, but there seems to be some sort of fashion with animals where they do things like that, and the most recent are chimpanzees.
Oh?
And guess what they're doing?
They're wearing bananas on their head.
close. They're sticking grass in their butts.
Same thing.
In the butt?
In the cheeks.
Interesting.
Oh, I see.
I don't know how far it goes, but
they're just walking around like they got a tail.
They're walking around like they have a grass tail.
I bet that feels so good.
That's funny.
We can make that happen for
them.
Yeah.
Do they think they're doing it just like as a fad, like we talked about with the salmon?
They're just walking around with it. They're not using it for tools. They're not chewing on it. I mean, someone might chew on it.
They're like, oh, this old thing.
Oh, it's nothing.
I got it from the field over there.
I was just sitting there and I stood up and there it was.
There it was. Old Clem, he's always a trendsetter.
Was it, because I was wondering. The reason I was asking was the difference between it like being a style thing versus, I don't know, they just cleaning themselves.
Right.
But
I know you like to talk about monkeys wiping their butts.
Wow. Well,
but I can't help you out there.
It's just, I'm always, every time we learn new things about different animal species, I just get more blown away.
Yeah.
Like when we learned that elephants actually have names for each other,
mm-hmm.
like they make, each elephant's got its own sound. And when they make that sound, that elephant comes over. It's like, what? That's cool.
I just saw a video where in a country where elephants roam free, and a guy dropped a big stick, and the elephant picked it up and hit him with it.
What?
Yeah.
Like mean, like beating him up?
Yeah, like bam, just hit him in the back of the legs and then just kept walking.
Oh, no. Like, was it a prank?
No.
Okay, just didn't like him?
He was just walking down the street, and the guy dropped this, like a white stick about the size of a yardstick, and the elephant, without missing a beat, picks up with his trunk, hits him in the back of the legs, drops it, keeps walking.
That sounds like a scene from Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
The elephant's probably just like, get out of here. We don't want you here.
Stop it.
Now, every time you guys show up, our lives get worse. Please leave.
There's, I think it was a reserve, and I don't remember where. But this guy that had raised these elephants from when they were little, like, was gone. He had moved and came back after, I don't know how many years, but years, and just went out to the field and just started making noises, and all of them come running.
Hmm.
And they're like, our guy! Like, that's crazy cool.
Saw a TikTok of a lady in Switzerland, I believe, who lives in the country, and she plays her saxophone, and all the cows come. Yeah. Running. I should put another word after that.
Come running. They come like, all right, let's go. Concert time.
It congregates them.
Or do they think it's a cow?
Yeah, that's possible. Like the most mellifluous cow of all time, just humming and singing. They're like, hey.
This cow is cool.
Look at Randy.
Oh, my God.
That's neat. Animals are cool. The chimps also stick grass into their ears.
Do they?
Yes.
For funsies?
Ears and rears.
Ears and rears.
Sounds like a good band name.
Andrew, you need a ruling on dinner?
Yeah, okay. So I went to a dinner place the other day.
A dinner place.
A dinner
also
place.
Known as a restaurant.
Well, I don't want to identify the place.
You're not an alien.
For reasons that will become obvious. I went in there. I had kind of a not great experience. It was a counter service-y type of place. I went in there. It was not a very good experience. I ordered some food for myself. They were, like, very mad that I was there. Very unpleasant. Very rude. Very, like, you know. I would ask, like, oh, by the way, can I also, like, have, you know, whatever? And they would just kind of stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't know if this is, like, is this a positive confirmation or not? And then I was going to meet a buddy of mine, and he was like, hey, pick me up something too. I'm like, all right, sounds good. So I go up and I order another sandwich.
That must have really pissed him off.
They were not thrilled about it. So I went up there and ordered another thing. And,
he's already given us too much with the
sandwich. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm figuring it out.
We know it's dinner. We know it's sandwiches.
They were not thrilled that you were
it's a walk-up
giving
place.
Them money for the purpose that they set up their business.
They seem pretty upset. I mean, it was definitely not their business, you know what I'm saying?
I get you.
And so, long story short, I am pretty certain that I was not charged for item number two. It was brought up on the screen, I did the tap to pay, and it didn't. I don't think they hit the extra button that has to make it go through on their end. Eventually, of me looking at the screen and nothing happening, eventually it just kind of went away.
Okay.
And I looked at my bank later and I wasn't charged for it.
Okay.
Now, I didn't say anything. If they were nicer, I probably would have been like, hey, I don't actually think I was charged for the second item that you're making me here. Maybe we should, you know, can you just run it back and I can pay for it? But... because they were extremely not nice the entire time, up to and including when I walked out, I didn't say anything. And I was like, you know what? Maybe this one's on you, because I didn't do anything wrong. I tried to pay.
So it's not exactly George Washington honesty, but I mean...
It's not, but my ruling is, am I a very bad person
for
essentially stealing this? I mean, I got a sandwich and didn't. I did my part. I tried to do the tap to pay. They didn't hit the extra button on their side because they, you know, effed off to go be rude somewhere else.
Yeah.
But...
Did they not give you a receipt?
They didn't give me a receipt. They just made the food and gave it to me.
I mean, that does seem like a them problem. Like that, that's as an employee, that's your responsibility to make sure that the payment was taken and like give the customer their receipt and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have said something. I'm not judging you too hard for
that. Was kind of the big question. I couldn't decide if I should feel bad or not.
When you walked out, you weren't sure.
When I walked out, I was not sure, but I suspected that I was not charged for it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm pretty sure if in 20 minutes when I get to my destination, if I look at my bank account, I will not have been charged.
That happened to me right here at work at E-Mart when I was buying three things when I was getting snacks for you guys, and it would not charge me for the third thing, and I just kept doing it. But I put it back. But I was tempted to be like, I have tried several times to pay you, and you won't take my money. That's amazing to me how many businesses make it difficult to pay. Take my money.
This one seemed like an easy one, because it's like all they had to do is just ring it up and hit the extra button, but they couldn't bear to look at me for the...
You're fine.
Okay. They couldn't bear to look at me for the extra 10 seconds that it would have required them to hit the extra button.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, DGS. Have some sketchy weather moving in the next few hours. We'll keep you apprised of that. If we need to, we'll go into storm mode. You know what I was thinking about this morning? I was reminded of, which was really big in my sky for field day, tug of war.
Yeah.
Remember tug of war?
Yeah.
You either loved it or hated it.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a separator of people.
Yeah. And even if you loved it, it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Tiring. Your hands get all shredded.
Yes.
Yeah. It's worth it, though.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Especially when you win. You can hold that over your dumb friends.
One time we played tug of war boys versus girls, and the girls won.
Oh, ouch.
You guys were spiking exciting. The football, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Who do you think, okay, if we had a tug of war on the show, Kevin. Two on two.
Just yeah, two on two.
You
got to split me and Andrew up. You put us both on one side, you guys aren't moving it.
Who would win between shows?
Well, we have like the biggest show.
We have four shows, yeah.
Yeah, we have four people and Kevin. And I'm not really that much of an asset. I know you'd think I would be an anchor, but I have terrible balance. So, I mean, a good yank and I'm going down. It's my like fulcrum point is like
good
way down
and
here.
I'm going down.
So one good tug, I'm losing the war.
You can
Let's
be
put
the
it
guy
like
in
that.
The back that you tie the rope around and you just lay on your back. That's a thing.
I'm good back. At that. Yeah, you lean back and
yeah, you just lean back and dare him to move you.
I can do that.
What about a three-legged race?
Oh, just give me the award right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm out.
Who are you picking for your partner?
Probably you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'd be a good team.
Yeah. We read each other's minds.
Yeah, and
it's
we're like
a little creepy.
And it's like similar heights too, yeah. So we're not going to like, that's yeah. not going to be a huge detriment.
Yeah. I think Kevin and I would do pretty well.
Yeah.
All right, well, seems like we got a race going, yeah. folks.
We're two ropes away from finding out.
Kevin and I have the momentum going.
Yeah, but if you fall...
Yeah.
You're telling me, like, if I lose my balance, well, I'm going down, too.
That's true.
We should do this. We really should.
Yeah, I think this sounds like fun.
We should go out to the field. Some other radio should be like, get this about downtown. I just saw people having a three-legged race.
And these two big guys fell.
They fell in some kind of poop of indeterminate origins.
I was just going to say, we would just have to watch out for the poo, because people yeah. walk their dogs out there and they well, don't clean it up.
I wouldn't
Dog
choose...
Dog poo is not the only kind of poo well, out there.
That's what I'm saying. Indeterminate origin. I wouldn't choose anywhere in our immediate vicinity to do this at for sure. What you say about this
company is what you say in the society. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.